This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Talofa, you're listening in to Tātalanoa, Let's Talk. Tātalanoa is a show where we get to have good conversations, and it's a good way for us to connect with our community and people around us. And we can learn so much more from each other through conversations.
Ia e whawhiloa ima whatalofa atu ia te oto umalava. Ia po whelava le meolo e whafonga mai whalunglongo mai mauma e tato po kalamenei o le Tātalanoa. Ia o te talusi o lo mawa umalava e o tau le soifua manuia. Ia e maise foi le nei au au na awa foi le au au nanga o tato po kalame. Ia o tato po kalame le nei o le Tātalanoa. Ma e toi whamanatu atu pia lava. O le au tū o le tātou pō kalame, o le whātāua ina lava le au tātou talatala noanga, e le ngata i tō tonu o tātou āinga, ia ai whāpea fō i tū atu o tātou āinga. Ia ua fia fia fō ilo ne tangata i le nei fō i pō kalame, le nei tai au fō. Ua whāpea fō i ona malo tia le tātou pō kalame. Ia e mānai ai o naisuinga whāpenei e... Ma fai fo iona a maia ia ni tangata fo ile e whatatala noa i lunga o tato po kalami. Wai mahana ia fo ise whanong longo mai i se si leo ese. Ia ai o tato po kalami e lua ia i tū pe lua pāta o tato po kalami ia o le tato po kalami le asole nei ia o le part 1. Ia ai o le awhapea fo iona iai le part 2 o le tato po kalami. I le vaiaso fau. Ia ai a vea le nei taimi ia o te mua mua ona o whaftai ai i le tato guest, ia po o Didi de Graaf, i le talia mai foi o le valaaunga mai vai le nei tangata, e whapea ona maua maiso na taimi, e whapea ona tartala noa i lunga o tato po kalame, ia wa o lo whapea ona faisana tafaonga mai i rona ainga i ona mātua nei i Taranaki. Ia o te mila whapene, ia maua lole ava noa, ia ai maise lavale, matango fie fo o ana tau mawhainga. Ia a maua lole ava noa, ia mawhai ona mau mae i nunga tātou po kalame. Ia o la mela to e tuai ai ai le apatuloa wa o talata noanga fo i whapene. Ia tātou te lei loa lava po a fo iniana, ngā luenga po a fo ini meoro o tamawhae o ia. A tonu fo ilea a vea ma a wala e awa oina, ma mawai fo ini awa onga, a nisi au whaalonglongo o le tātou po kalame. Ia ai o le tātou po kalame, ia o le a whapea o na au auna atu ilea ngangana whaperitania. A tonu e whaafaingo fia fo ilea le tantan noanga. Ia I am very happy and honored to have our guest today. Her name is Didi de Graaf, and I thank her for accepting the invitation to come on the show. And with no further ado, I would like to ask Didi de Graaf to introduce herself and your background.
Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me and having me on, first of all. I'm very honoured to be here. My name is Didi de Graaf, and I'm Samoan on my mother's side. She's from Central Apia and moved to Auckland in the 80s. And my father's family is here in Taranaki, so I currently work and live in Sydney, Australia, but all of my family are here in New Zealand.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. So if you could just share... to our audience, because I know you mentioned that you were born here in New Zealand, and what prompted you to move to Australia?
Yeah, so I moved to Australia when I was 17, just turning 18. And I did that once I graduated high school. Australia offered the course in film that I wanted to study. So I was there studying for 3 years. I did a BA in screen production at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, which is based in Sydney. And then I meant to come back to New Zealand, but it's not how life works. By the end of 3 years, I'd met everybody. All of my friends were there.
Yeah.
I got a partner. And so I've just been living and working in Sydney ever since I finished my degree.
Yeah. So just to tap on what you just mentioned there, that you're now in the filming industry. Was that something that you always wanted to do from a younger age, or was it influenced by something else?
Yeah, so I've loved films and TV my whole life, I think like most people, but I took a real interest in it when it was offered as a subject in high school. And it's not offered, I think, in every school as a subject, but at Northcote College, they began offering media production. So most high schools, I think, have media studies, but not media production, which is a bit more practical, and it's less theory. So it's a lot more picking up a camera and going and editing clips and making videos. And I loved doing that. And they also offered courses or papers more in high school on screenwriting, so writing screenplays.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always written since I was little. I love to write and read, but once I started trying screenplay writing in high school, I just loved it. And my teachers at the time, Miss Kay at Northcote College, she was so encouraging. She was really the one who said, "You're good at this." So when I was looking at what I was going to do when I finished school, I was looking at what places offered screenplay writing in New Zealand or Australia. And it was my media production teachers and my English teachers that helped me prepare for an application. So it was really, it was my own interests, probably my own strengths, what I was good at, but it was also the influence of older people in my life pointing out that I'm good at something and I should be, you know, maybe interested in doing something in tertiary education and then helping me get there.
Well, that's really fantastic to hear the influence of people around you and also the importance of those people's role, because when people see how see the students or kids with potential, then they can support and encourage them to take that path forward. You touched on that subject of the, you can still remember your teacher in middle school and how she played that role.
Yes, it definitely wasn't just, me.
Mm.
It was being helped along the way by older mentors and having guidance. But also I do recognise at that age a lot of school leavers don't know, they don't have a very clear direction, whereas I just through speaking to other people my age, people younger, I know it's actually more common to have less of a defined, clear direction. So I always say to my cousins and stuff who are younger than me, just write down your strengths, what you're good at, what you're interested in, and there's usually something that can come from that. You don't have to know straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of felt like I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good to hear, is writing down your strengths and focus on what those strengths you can use to move ahead. What was the degree that you studied?
Yeah, so the degree I got was a Bachelor of Arts in Screen Production.
Yep.
So that was a really practical 3-year bachelor's in filmmaking.
Mm.
And then I kind of majored in screenwriting in my last year.
And where was that? What school was that you attended?
So we call it AFTERS because it's a mouthful. It's the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, which is the National Film School in Australia.
Mm. So when you were doing your studies there, Were there many Pacific Island students or Samoans doing the same course?
No, there was not. In my year, it from the group, I think we had 100 students, because it's a smaller select degree. And there was one other Pacific Islander who was also Samoan, Jeremiah Puni. I know he won't mind me mentioning him. Yeah, and I saw him on the first day of class, and I went up to him and I asked him straight away if he was Samoan,
because
I could see that he was. But we were the only two Pacific Islanders I knew about out of 3 year groups in the BA, because there's only three at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was just Jeremiah and I.
Yeah. Why do you think there were few Pacific Island people in that course? Why do you think?
Yeah, I think in general, looking at Sydney, and you could probably say the same about New Zealand, but there are less Pacific Islanders in the arts degrees. And I'd say it's probably the cultural or generational differences we have with other cultural groups is probably in our culture there's more of a pressure to get a medical degree or go into law or something that
accountant
something that has a real certainty of you know doing well or having a definite
job.
Salary once you graduate, whereas film, it's a lot more uncertain. So I think that's probably the generational difference. We're probably a little bit behind in letting, you know, our school leavers really consider that as a career option.
Thank you for that, because that was really important what you just mentioned. I think this is a good time to have a short break, and then we'll come back to continuation of our conversation.
Yes.
San, ora e volta to ainga. Tamalilei pa longo upo uman faya, to pasanga faya onga. Tau mfai awal fa bai bai tele. To anga faya lau tatalo ile tua yesu. Ao man po. Le fa tasi le tua ma oe. Tato pesi.
Alo I o fai vai amanu. Te lo to vai vai pea o mai fai na ta lua te fa atasi ma le atua I so o se ala e te uia lo ua tali ia e fa longo mai I la une upu o le a fai Ia e no fusauni, awa e te solo muli, I lau fai unga ua fai. O le lalo langi nei, e tumu I mea masi, e te le faa o so songa, e vai vai ai o langona, ia e loto tele, awa e te fefe. Aluma le fia fia lo uata li e manuia Alo io fai vai a manuia Aua e te noto vai vai pea o mai fai ngata Lua te fata si ma le atua I so se ala e te Fa fine se e fa longo mai Ile ma upu ole a fai Me e manatu mama I loi mata o lou tina A o e fo lau I le vasa lo aloa E fai ngata Say a loaf of file lay. Tai is a laufala. Tu is a lea luga. Fa mala si mai. Say a oi le tau nunga. Aloe o fai vai a manu.
kai wa e ululu maka folau lo fa moe moe awa le kaua ye kolo loko ye manga ku lo ku ile muri papanga ama ku ngai ainga ai mai shala la fanga mofka kalo kapua I fa lo lo le ala awa lo savalinga nge ku ye lo vai se ma lo se fa lo le lei ile au ngangi ama ma papa fa ku nga e fai mo e ku ai mangule fa nga malanga fa lo le lei mai manga ku alu ma mo ngai ka ma ku au ke fe fe lo ku ke le o le lupe le afalele ki ke le fini ki ke le pia kamo e sapo le mangu ia ko angale loku ko anga kakalo awa nge ngaro la kusipa ia oi se sole te awa ke kangi ke pakau lai le kua le langi faa maro si o e le koa kau le kaua mo Samoa ia wa ke lenga fau kuanga ke ue roko mano wa nganga ai sa ue ka fako fai e kui e
Ia ua, tu e whaawau tatu tata noanga for your listening, for you listening to our program. I'm here with Didi DeGraff, our guest for the show today. So continue on with our conversation. Thank you for those wonderful conversation in the start. So with the course that you did in Sydney. Just going back, you know, when you first moved there, how did you feel, you know, being away from your parents and, you know, was that quite hard in the beginning?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you're young, a lot of the time you don't think too far ahead. And I think I arrived and I realised, oh my gosh, I'm really alone.
Yeah.
Was a big shock. So I was very homesick in the first year. I had to. I think also a thing about Sydney CBD, Central Sydney, where I was, there's not a lot of Pacific Islanders. They're all out in Western Sydney. So I think, like you said before, at my university there were no Pacific Islanders, hardly any, just the two of us. So there was a big adjustment in terms of what I was used to, and it really. Exacerbated feeling homesick was that everybody looked different, spoke differently, acted differently. So I was homesick, but I think that more so motivated me. I thought, you know, I can't go home because it's just too much. I've put too much into this, and so has my family.
Yeah.
I've just got to get past this this hump, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad I didn't drop out in that first year, because I did have moments where I went, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Yeah, that is very important, what you just said there, because people, you know, once they hit that wall, it's easy to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case, you know, kudos to you, because you forged through and you knew what, you know, your success is also your, you know, family success. And it was important for you to finish it.
Mm.
So in terms of, you know, being new in that industry, were there some that you could latch onto, or some that you could, that were also in the same industry that have become mentors in your life?
Yeah, I didn't find it so much at university. University was more my degree.
Yeah.
I think there's a big expectation on a lot of people as you go to university and you find your people.
Mm.
And I really struggled with that. That's what made me feel very homesick. But so what I did is I looked outside of my degree.
Yeah.
And so I did quite a few things like 48-hour film festival. There was a Pacifica film festival.
Oh, right.
There's a Pacifica film festival that's held every year in Parramatta in Sydney. And so I did, I went on outside sets like that, and I just worked as, you know, PAs, first ADs, assistant roles, and met people. And I ended up meeting Bobby Romia, who's now head of scripted at Screen Australia. And he's Cook Islander, and he's from Auckland. So him and I met and got on really well, and he was the one who ended up getting me my first attachment. So before that, I was just doing other jobs and wanting to find a job in the film industry. But it was through looking outwards at other things that I was interested in, and people who were more similar to me, that, yeah, I found my foot in the door that way.
Yeah. Yes, foot in the door is very important.
Yeah,
in especially in that industry, because it is quite a hard industry to go into. And so going back to some of the other thing that you mentioned, where I think when you knew that was the path you wanted to go, and was it easy to talk to your parents at that time of the direction that you want to take?
Yeah.
And what were they, you know, how supportive were they
in
your journey?
Oh, I'm very, I understand through talking to other people that it's less common. I was very lucky. Both of my parents just thought it was great that I was interested in this. I think both of my parents also love films. They love TV. They love the idea that you can work in film.
Mm-hmm.
So they were both just really overwhelmingly positive about it. I think also they did have a sense of belief that I could do it because I was really determined about it. I wasn't kind of half unsure.
Yep.
I was the one who was quite, you know, direct about it, and so they trusted me.
Mm.
But I know not everybody's parents are like that, so I understand now, retrospectively, oh, that wasn't common. My parents were very supportive of me going and getting a film degree.
Yeah. Well, you touch on the very important point for us parents, that we, you know, it's important that we step aside and let the kids, our kids, pave their way to different career paths. And I think our role as parents, and I'm sure your parents had that very supporting role, was just to be on the side as, you know, guidance along the way, and letting you make all the decisions. And congratulations, because, you know, it is something that you've you were passionate about from the younger age, and you've completed, and you've come out with something that you can be so proud of. And look at you now that you are working in the same industry, because often there are cases where, you know, students or kids go to uni and then they come out and they do something totally different.
Yes.
So there are cases like that, but, you know, you've surpassed that, and you've grown into this role. Can you remind me again, what is your role now in your...
So I for the past few three or four years, I've worked as a script coordinator. So that's really only relevant to TV, and that's like contract work. So I'm the person that puts all the changes into the scripts during the production of a TV show. So the script is always changing from pre-production, before you start shooting, all the different drafts of a script that's written, to the end of shooting. The scripts are always changing. There's always revisions. And that can be around story, or it can be around scheduling, it can be around the conditions of filming. So I'm the person who's in between the writer and the producers or production, where I put all the changes into the script and get the yes from everybody. So that's what I do as full-time work. And script coordinators are usually seen as a entry-level pathway into being a screenwriter. It's kind of what you need to do first to learn how it all works. So that's eventually what I'd like to do, would be screenwriting, but I kind of work full-time as a script coordinator.
As you said, this is an entry-level to that.
Yeah, that's kind of the pathway. It's more or less training for screenwriting.
Mm-hmm.
There's other lower script department roles, but that's usually how you get your get your training to be a screenwriter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that is very interesting to hear about, you know, the role that you play, and obviously, you know, being in the middle of the screenwriters and the production people. Well, that's very interesting. And then the networking with the different, you know, talented people.
Yes, yeah. Really.
So as we are coming to the close of our show, I would like to thank you for, you know, your time and our conversation. But we'll continue on with our part two of our conversation in our next part of Tātalanoa. Ia ua whaiwina le pokalami le nei, ia ona tōrusfu fo imi nute, ia ae mole atravar whaftai pe a whapeolo e whafonga mai pea, mai whanung longo mai, ia ae toe tatao mai le vahenga lua o le Tātalanoanga ma Didi de Graaf. It's a very empowering conversation. Ia e manuia lava fe au mga luenga le nei aso, wa o CNE Richardson to whaasoi fua.
Whaftai, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. If you would like to be part of this show, please contact me by email, cnerichardson@gmail.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.